So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we make a movie where a group of guys go around catching ghosts, and we call them the Ghost Arresters.
Well, that's not catchy.
It's not?
It's not, no. Hey, maybe we say that they bust ghosts, and we call them the Ghostbusters.
They're kind of like Ghost Arresters.
And then we make a theme song where one of the lines is like, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
That's not appropriate.
We're doing it. So what happens in this movie?
Well, the movie starts with a librarian getting scared by a freaky ghost, and when something like that happens, who you gonna call?
I don't know yet.
Oh, that's right. Well, they call these scientist guys that teach paranormal studies at a university.
Okay, so tell me about these guys.
Well, there's Ray and there's Egon, and when we meet Venkman, he's trying to hook up with one of his students.
Using your position of power to hook up with girls is tight.
I did notice that happens a lot in this town.
Me too.
So this guy Venkman, he's like too cool to actually care about this paranormal stuff, right?
How are we gonna care about a character that's too cool to care about the thing that the movie's about?
I was thinking we cast Bill Murray.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'll play.
So they head over to the library and they get some ghost evidence and they see a ghost for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And they try to grab the ghost, but they don't really know what they're doing, and then they get scared and run away.
Understandable.
But then they find out they're getting fired from the university.
Oh, well, I guess since they have that evidence of the ghost, they can get funding for their research anywhere in the world.
No, they're gonna start a ghost-catching business.
Oh, okay, but they just ran away from a ghost not knowing how to catch it, right?
That's right, but they figure it out.
Are they gonna go back and catch that library ghost?
No, they're just gonna start the business.
Well, I guess if they have the money to do it.
They don't. They take out a third mortgage on Ray's house.
Oh, my God.
So they get set up in this old fire station. They hire a secretary.
Why are they already spending their limited money on a secretary?
What are they gonna do, answer the phones themselves?
Maybe.
No.
Okay.
So they don't have any clients, but one day this woman Dana walks in because at her apartment she saw some eggs cooking. And a demonic fridge dog said Zool.
What?
And so the Ghostbusters are all excited for their first client, you know, they need this.
Yeah, I mean, I bet they must be running out of money, so how does that go?
Well, Venkman goes to her place and tells her there is no ghost, and then hits on her so much she tells him to leave.
Okay.
But then they get another client.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, there's this gross green Slimer ghost in a hotel.
Very exciting.
So they manage to catch this one, and then they become massive celebrities.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're all over the papers. They go on Larry King. Ray has a dream where a ghost pleasures him. They're huge. They're very successful.
What was that last thing?
So now business is booming, and they hire a fourth Ghostbuster, this guy Winston.
I guess that could help. Now they can split up and go on multiple calls at the same time.
No, he's just gonna go along with them on the same jobs, but there are four of them now.
And that helps with the workload?
Not particularly, but there are four of them now.
And what's his deal?
He just walks in and he's the only candidate, so they hire him on the spot.
They're national celebrities and there's not a big lineup of people wanting to work with them?
That's what we're going with. They hire a stranger they know nothing about and strap a nuclear reactor to his back.
Oh my God.
So then Venkman goes to see Dana and he's like, "Hey, we have some info on your case. Let's go to dinner." And she's like, "Okay."
Wasn't she annoyed by his unwanted advances?
Yeah, but he's charming to her now because some time has passed.
How much?
Unclear, but then right before their date, she gets possessed by a demon dog.
Uh-oh.
And so does her annoying neighbor. Lewis, a demon dog chases him all the way from his apartment to the park.
Why him specifically?
Because that works.
So Venkman shows up for the date and Dana's all possessed like, so he gives her 300 cc's of a tranquilizer to knock her out.
Why did he bring that with him on a date?
Hey, shut up. And then the NYPD dropped Lewis off with the Ghostbusters because he was wandering around yelling crazy stuff, so they don't know what to do with that.
The NYPD has never encountered a person screaming crazy stuff in public?
Listen, that kind of stuff just doesn't happen in New York City.
Well,
and then stuff's gonna get really bad.
What do you mean?
Well, there's this jerk from the EPA, right?
The Environmental Protection Agency?
Yeah, he says their ghost containment device might be dangerous, so he shuts it down without even knowing anything about it.
That makes sense.
But that frickin' breaks it and releases a bunch of ghosts into the city.
Uh-oh.
And in all the chaos, Lewis escapes and goes back to the apartment building, which is actually a ghost antenna.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it turns out the architect of that building worshipped this destructive god named Gozer, so he built that whole thing as like a ghost summoning device.
Oh, frickin' sneaky evil architect.
So while they're possessed, Dana and Lewis open this portal for Gozer, and then they turn back into demon dogs.
Why do those demon dogs need to possess people to then just turn back into demon dogs?
Oh, demonic reasons, presumably.
Oh, spooky!
So then the Ghostbusters confront Gozer, and Gozer's like, "Hey, choose the form of the Destructor."
Nice to be able to customize the apocalypse.
It is a pretty cool feature. So then Venkman explains to the other Ghostbusters that what she's saying is that whatever they think of is gonna destroy them. So if they think of J. Edgar Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover's going to show up.
So J. Edgar Hoover shows up?
up.
What? No.
Well, he just mentioned him twice. I thought that might make somebody in the group think about him.
Well, they somehow don't, but Ray does think of a marshmallow mascot, so a giant one of those shows up.
Well, it's gonna be tough to stop a giant marshmallow man.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they cross the energy streams from their proton packs at the dimensional portal, and so that does the trick.
Oh, wow, they should have done that in the first place.
Well, there was a really, really, really high chance that crossing the streams would end all life on Earth.
Oh, okay, but it didn't?
No, it just causes a massive explosion at the top of the building.
So they die?
No, they just get some marshmallow fluff on them.
Well, great!
So then the day is saved, and Winston yells, I love this town!
What's he talking about?
He hadn't said anything in a while, I don't know, I made him say that.
That's fair.
And so then they're all heroes, and Venkman gets the girl.
So the drugs wore off?
Yes, so what do you think?
Hey, I mean, it sounds like it could be a classic.
Oh yeah, no one would dare try to replicate this magic.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thank you for watching that pitch meeting. Just a little insight, movie magic. I did not actually shoot that in the 1980s. That was just me pretending the whole time. So, it's pretty cool.